Improvise.
Musical.
Comedy.
What are the words?
Making up as you go along.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Rhyming.
Choruses.
Verses.
Bridges.
It's words. It's music.
Sing it. It's musical, sometimes.
Hello.
Welcome to a very special edition of a musical improv comedy podcast.
Yes.
Because it's coming to you here live from Frankfurt.
Well, sort of live.
It won't be live when you hear it, but we're all alive.
We're speaking live.
And we're here in Frankfurt with Fitz. Hi, Fitz.
Hi, Fitz.
Hey, could you all go around and introduce yourselves?
Renee, you start.
Okay. I'm Renee Becker.
I'm Ben Southam.
Simon Patel.
Susanna Koenig.
Antonia Kitson.
Abigail Paul.
And we're missing...
Oh, Paul Domineski.
David Edgecombe.
Martin Barton.
And Jasmina Fancicek.
And that
and
is...
David.
And that's Fitz.
Well, FIT stands for Frankfurt International Theatre Sports. We are a very international improv group. We were founded about 3-4 years ago now. We've been working together as a team, and our shows, which are once a month, are a mixture of both short and long form.
Fantastic.
Nice.
And you said you're an international group. How many nationalities are there in your group?
We haven't counted as such. Well, we've got Americans, British, German, Croatian.
Can we include Jamaican as well? Because my dad's
Jamaican.
Been there before.
I think we started. Even we had our original troupe members were also from Singapore and Ireland. We've always had like our basis of because we're living in this international community, which is Frankfurt. So internationalism. Something that is really parallel in Frankfurt.
Yeah, that struck me as interesting chatting to you over the weekend that Frankfurt tends to be a transient place for a lot of people.
Yes.
People come and they stay for a bit because of work or whatever, and then they're off again. Do you struggle with that as a group?
Yes, a little bit.
Some wonderful people have come and gone, but we've gotten to be with them and learn from them and have them be part of our energy, but to lose that energy feels really crappy, so from now on, no one's allowed to leave. So we decided that was the new rule.
Oh, I didn't sign up for that.
But people's personal lives move, and usually it's a happy thing. Two of our members just went to Australia. They moved to Australia by a fabulous, big, amazing life change, and they hope to come back and then be even funnier in 2 years.
And you perform once a month at the moment in Frankfurt, but you're also tied to your theatre company as well,
TLS Frankfurt.
Theatre Language Studio.
Cool, and I think it really comes across that you are like a kind of really theatrical group. Really, Joe and I have just been working with these guys this weekend doing music stuff, and it's been fantastic fun.
Yeah, it has. It's been amazing. And watching the rate of progress for me was astounding at times, because if I think of yesterday morning, it was like there was a lot of eagerness and enthusiasm, but then also a lot of doubt, and they're like, we don't know what we're supposed to do, and like by the end of today, that was gone. We did a little mini musical. The second one we did, it was just like, you guys were on it.
Well, I think we took away a lot of tools from you guys, but one of the overriding things we took away from the weekend was how much we just need to sell it and believe in it, more than getting it right, which is the key thing of improv, no matter what you're doing in improv. It's just believeving in it and having fun with
each other. And, you've got some great personalities in the group and you spark off each other. It's great when that comes across.
I'd love to hear some of your individual thoughts about the weekend. It doesn't have to be how amazing Heather and Joe Fest are. I'm not going to complain about that. I'd just be interested in individually hearing a couple of kind of things that struck you, either as something that you've enjoyed from the musical side or something you'll take back into like normal improv after this weekend, in any order.
I think the phrase that I'm going to take away most of all is sell it to us, because you said that quite often during the weekend, and I think that's like Abby already said, that's definitely something we need to remember, and I think that that's my main takeaway, apart from all the other good stuff, is that I'm going to tell myself that before every show now, nice. Musical or non-musical, send it to us.
Mm. Cool.
I guess I also really like that we were given a lot of tools, and it wasn't like, here's a structure to make you all rigid and make you do these things in this particular way. It's like often that we don't realise that they're actually there to help us. So by being given some of the tools, like, we can then take it to a show and not freak out and go, oh shit, we didn't get this right, we didn't get that right. We can go, ah, we are safer with this little blanket of safeness. Stuff.
Right, yeah, using structure as a kind of support system and springboard, not as something that needs to be rigidly held to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very different way of looking at structure as a means to help and not just...
hinder.
Yeah, make it crazy, because music is daunting, and particularly to me, but to everyone, music is daunting, and people think it's so hard, but really, if you approach it with the right attitude, it's amazing how fast it becomes... I think I said this word to you, it's primal. It's like sort of programmed into the human to just respond to it, and so it's even more fun. Not that, like, just improvising without music isn't fun, but the connection is so strong.
And another thing is just this element of keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple, and it allows you to make more magic when it's so simple. It allows for more possibilities, and, like, you know, and it forces you to dig in a little bit to what you already have. Mm.
We have attempted to do various things similar to what you guys taught us in out of, like, textbooks and things. Like, we've approached choruses, we've, like, tried to deal with AABA structures and things in various forms, but it's been really nice having that information fed to us by you guys in a sort of structured way, because we just do it on some idle Sunday afternoon every now and then, and it just doesn't really stick in our heads. But now that we have this sort of reference point to think back to this
workshop, I think we'll know when we're off and we're going to be fine with that. So that's two important points: to be knowing when you're on, knowing when you're off, and being fine with either. It's really good.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, structure can help you, as we so often say. But when it goes, it's gone. You can't get it back. So yeah, it's enjoying that feeling as well. It's like, okay, we're just singing what's in front of us. And that happens.
Yeah.
A lot.
I think one thing that I also found important to learn, and it's again, something very obvious, but once you're told it a couple of times during the weekend, it's kind of helpful, and it becomes something you repeat over and over or try to stick to in the future, is the music doesn't wait for you. Once your musician gives you a tune and you don't have something to say, you have to say something anyway to make it work somehow.
I feel a lot more connected to the musicians after this weekend, I have to say. we've generally just been like, listen, we're not that good at this, so you'll just have to deal with us. And I feel like we finally see the agreement between the performer and the musician, and not just us relying on them with a big wink and nod of, like, help us. You know, it feels more of a collaboration, I think.
Yeah, so we have sitting with us two musicians from FITS. We have Sumit, who's just a musician, although you've joined in and done some awesome improv this week.
Yes,
yes, as a musician, I do tend to hide behind the guitar quite a lot.
I know that.
And it's this wonderful safety, sort of secure. It's a wonderful environment to be in. But yeah, I thought it's good to get out of your comfort zone every one weekend.
Only one.
Yeah, I'll be going straight back to the guitar after this.
Well done, you. And we also have Ben here, who is an on-stage performer and a musician.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been great to have you guys jump in and do stuff.
Thank you. And actually, picking up on what you say, yeah, it's not just about the musicians helping you on stage. It's just as much about people on stage helping the musicians by giving them some clear emotion to hang on to, or by signalling the end of a song, you know. It's such a two-way thing. It has to be a two-way thing. And just the fact that they're playing music doesn't mean they're any less or more of a voice than someone who's on stage.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot, that Joe is as much my scene partner in the scenes as the other people on stage as well. So it's really great that you kind of have that two-way street thing. Mm. It's really very cool.
Yeah, it is.
There's been so many brilliant songs this weekend as well. I feel like I want to talk about a couple of them.
Okay.
We had a bit of a nautical theme happening earlier today, didn't we, with the mermaids?
Yeah.
And the ships in the fog. I really enjoyed that. Any other kind of songs that stick out from anyone this weekend? I mean, so many. You might not remember any of them.
I enjoyed A Pen Is Wrong, but that's only because I sang it, I guess. So
it's easy to remember. The Pen.
But it was clear and it was simple and it was, you know, a three-person scene, which, you know, sometimes the more people in a scene, it could get muddy, but that was a really...
There was the gold fire on gold on fire. There was the chorus at the end of the chorus where the two actors kind of were having trouble negotiating the chorus, and we were told, okay, well, why don't the back line come up and do it? And so we got a chance to do proper chorus girl chorus.
Yeah, that was fun. The chorus girl chorus. Yeah.
Since Ben just mentioned that Pen song, is how much a strong emotion about something, even if it's just a wrong pen, helps the song. So
yeah.
that was good to realise too.
Yeah, I don't think we sung any songs that were just about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the songs we sung had an attitude or a character or they meant something. We worked with simile this weekend of like, what does that really mean? And if you're, and yeah, they're just much more interesting to watch.
Yeah, really superb.
Mm.
Not to mention the dancing yesterday.
Yes.
Well.
That's what I was going to say. You said, which songs do you remember? But I just remembered that big Busby Berks beat. Yeah, thank you. Number that we did yesterday that actually the second time around really gelled. Really cool.
Yeah.
Really, really fun.
So I guess look out for musicals. Are you guys going to have a crack at doing musicals? That's really exciting. Can't wait to see
it. I'd love to see you guys doing
musicals.
Do you think you will, because obviously you're an international group, but you're based here in Frankfurt, do you ever think that you might go and do festivals and things like
that's the plan, but we find because we're all in varying stages of you know, family commitments and a professional life, that getting us on the road is almost impossible, which is why we're so grateful you came here.
So improvisers of the world, come and visit Fitz in Frankfurt.
We've got a festival near you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.